This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 362 up 2. March, 368 up 1 1/4. May, 373.5 up 3/4. January soybeans, 864 up 4.5. March, 865 up 4 1/4. May, 870.5 up 4. December wheat, 487.5 down 6.5. March, 487 down 8.5. May, 490 3/4 down 8. December oats, 237 3/4 up 2 3/4. March, 226 3/4 unchanged. December soybean meal, 288.50 down 30. January, 288.40 down 30. March, 288.40 down 50. December soybean oil, 27.47 up 18. January, 27.78 up 20. March, 28.02 up 21. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and soybean showed only minor strength today on commercial buying at the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.37 to $3.53. Soybean bids were up a nickel at $8.34 to $8.58. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.44 to $3.72. Soybean bids were up 4 to 5 cents at $8.46 to $8.72. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 cents at $3.52 to $3.75. Soybean bids 2 to 3 cents stronger at $8.45 to $8.71. And wheat bids down 6 cents on Tuesday at $3.86. That's $3.86 up to $4.33. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were a nickel higher at $8.81 to $8.84. Basis steady range from 17 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $282.50 to $303.50 per ton. That's down 30 cents to $2.30 lower, with basis steady today, steady to $2 lower at 6 under to 15 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.62 to $3.87, with basis steady at option to 25 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 5 cents higher at $3.65 to $3.74, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 3 to 12 over December. Soybeans ended up 5 to 6 cents at $8.75 to $8.79, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 11 to 15 over the January. New crop wheat prices for July 16 delivery fell 7 cents at $4.19 to $4.50, with basis steady at 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 cents higher at $3.81 to $3.82. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 4 cents, with quotations at $8.96 to $8.97. Soft wheat up 6 to 9 cents at $4.28 to $4.93. And Milo, end of the day, 1 to 2 higher at $3.67 to $3.68. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from $3.33 up to $3.52. January soybean bids range from $8.34 to $8.49. In central Illinois, January corn bids were at $3.42 up to $3.73. January soybean bids range from $8.44 to $8.67. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, January corn bids range from $3.57 to $3.79. January soybean bids were at $8.52 to $8.73. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.43 up to $4.74. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $128.05 up $37. February, $130.65 up $1. April, $130.92 up $137. November feeder cattle, $173.37 up $107. January, $161.17 up $107. March, 158.67, up 175. December lean hogs, 54.40, up 260. February, 56.57, up 252. April, 61.60, up 227. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 9 cents lower in the range of $47 to $51.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $50.26. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 28, 4 to 5 weights 25 to 32, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 33, and 6 weights and up 29 to 35. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $32. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 6,213 head. And now for the opening report from United Producers at Shelbyville. They had estimated receipts of 288 head. Compared to 2 weeks ago, steers and heifers were $10 lower. Holstein steers were $8 to $10 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 120 to 125. Select and choice 117 to 120. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 114 to 116. And choice slaughter heifers 121 to 126. Select and choice heifers 116 to 120. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 401 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.03, and that was $2.66 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $208.37, that was $0.67 lower, with select carcasses at $197.93, that was $0.94 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 436,000. That compared to 437,000 last week and 422,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Program benefits for the 2014 crop year will be issued for approximately 54,000 Illinois farms enrolled in the new safety net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill. The programs, known as Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, are designed to protect against unexpected drops in crop prices or revenues due to market downturns. According to USDA Illinois Farm Service Agency Executive Director Sherry Giamanco, the new safety net programs provide help when price and revenues fall below normal, unlike the previous direct payments program that provided funds even in good years. Similarly, the county-based option of ag risk coverage protects against lower revenue from a combination of price and yield. Payments by county can vary because average county yields differ from county to county. Approximately 156,000 farms throughout the state participated in the programs, and details on the price and yield information used to calculate the financing assistance from the programs are available online at the FSA website. U.S. Representatives Rodney Davis and Sherry Bustos announced yesterday that they have signed on to support the Cuba Agricultural Exports Act, making it a bipartisan bill. Under current law, U.S. producers are permitted to export agricultural commodities to Cuba. However, restrictions on financing and marketing harm U.S. competitiveness in the Cuban market and limit export potential. The Cuba Agricultural Exports Act would repeal restrictions on export financing and give producers access to Department of Agriculture marketing programs that help the U.S. compete in foreign markets. Davis says these restrictions have placed U.S. farmers at a significant disadvantage compared to the rest of the world. By removing the barriers and allowing Cuba access to credit, which is offered to every other nation, we can provide increased trade opportunities for Illinois farmers. Davis recently traveled to Cuba as part of a bipartisan agricultural trade mission to establish new economic development and export opportunities for Illinois farmers. The trip was October 11th through the 14th and was sponsored by the Illinois-Cuba Working Group, and no taxpayer money was spent. Since 1960, the Cuban embargo has prevented most American trade with Cuba, but there are exemptions for agricultural exports. According to the Illinois-Cuba Working Group, Illinois corn and soy exports to Cuba reached approximately $66 million in 2008. However, in 2014, it was only $24 million, which was a 63% decrease. Davis and Bustos, as well as the Illinois-Cuba Working Group, engaged stakeholders from both nations on way to increase Illinois' agricultural exports. Next, we'll hear from Gary Letterly. Gary is an extension educator for Montgomery, Macoupin, Christian, and Jersey counties, and the University of Illinois Extension is hosting a cover crop roundtable and tour this Friday and next week Tuesday.
Cover crops are going to be one of those tools that producers, row crop producers, are going to be expected to use more of, I believe, as we advance into all of the requirements for nutrient management across the United States, particularly in the, you know, in the corn and soybean belt of the Midwest. And cover crops are probably one of the underutilized tools in the toolbox of soil and water conservation, but certainly can be one that makes a lot of sense for us to try. The cover crop roundtable and tour is to familiarize area producers and landowners with some of the practices that are going on here in central Illinois and west central Illinois, and not just to learn from educators, but also learn from each other. And that's the purpose of the roundtable. And the roundtable will we'll try to have some area producers and landowners that are doing some cover crop work here in the community and share their experiences, the good, bad, and the ugly of it. And, you know, sometimes we'll go through a fall where we have weather like we've had up till, let's say, today, where we looks like we're going to be in a rainy pattern for a while. But sometimes we don't get a harvest out as quickly as we did this year, and many years we won't. And that all has bearing on cover crop establishment. So the goal is to familiarize producers with the cover crop experience level that's out there, kind of demystify that process of using cover crops, what one can expect as a landowner, talk about the benefits, talk about the costs, talk about the challenges, and then follow that up with a tour. We'll be looking at some land that's under management and ownership by Bernie and Dennis Hand. And we may have another volunteer who will let us tour their site too. But at this point, that's what we're planning on as part of the tour, to look at what the Hand family has been doing in the area of cover crops. We'll also have on the program, we'll also have Woody Woodruff. And Woody works for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. We'll get that right. And he's working with the Upper Macoupin Watershed, the RCPP. This is an initiative as part of NRCS through USDA to do management nutrient management reduction strategies in Illinois. And the work that's being done in Macoupin is not unlike what will go on or needs to go on here in the other counties that we've named.
Now, this is taking place this Friday, November 20th, but I believe there's one next week also in Jersey County?
Yes, we're trying to do these a little bit back-to-back. Not everyone will want to attend each of these, but there may be some of those that are curious. We're doing this in here in Montgomery County at the Hillsborough Extension Office on November 20th, and then we will also have a similar program. We'll have Mr. Woodruff on the program as kind of one of our speakers, and then have the roundtable format that we've discussed on November 24th in Jersey County. And we'll do that at the Jersey County Farm Bureau there in Jerseyville. And the times will be 9 o'clock till about 10:30, and then around 10:30 we'll depart on the tour. In which case, in Jersey County, we'll probably go down to the Dan Adley and August Sheeter farm down by Brighton, Illinois, and look at some of their consecutive successive plantings that they've been doing with cover crops and how it's looking this year.
And are these meetings open to the public?
These are open to the public. What we do ask is, if you're listening and you hear this, you can hear my voice, give us a call at one of the following offices and let us know you're planning on attending. If you want to attend the Hillsborough program on the 20th, call the Hillsborough Extension Office, 217-532-3941. Or if you're planning on attending the Jersey County program on the 24th, give them a call at their Farm Bureau office, 618-498-9576.
Once again, that was Gary Letterly, Extension Educator for Montgomery, Macoupin, Christian, and Jersey Counties. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.